Welcome to the Bill Cartwright Show with our special guests, Bobby Hallback, mental health therapist and sports psychologist. Bobby, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Coach Cartwright. Appreciate it. It's a pleasure to be here with you this morning. Thank you.
Yeah, this is our third, I think, appearance.
Yes, sir. It's been a great show. Every time I come on, I enjoy the conversation, enjoy the topics that we share and talk about. Yes, sir. Appreciate it.
Let's talk about this real quick. Tell everybody, remind them what you do.
I work with the mental health population from different ages, from grade school, high school, middle school, and also I work with young adults and adults. My goal is to help each individual that may come to my office find some peace within the disturbance that they have mentally. So I talk about different techniques and interventions to help them be more sound in terms of going through the challenges that they may have on a daily basis. And then with sports, I focus on what causes players to have a hard time performing at a high level. In regards to performing at a high level, what are the distractions? What are the roadblocks, mental blocks that get in the way of them performing at a high level? So I focus on techniques to help them relax, remove stress, work through anxiety, and find that flow state. In terms of finding the flow state, identify those factors that cause them to have those mental blocks and roadblocks that interferes with them being able to perform at a high level.
You know, we talked about something that was really curious to me. You talked about a sports academy that I was really curious about. So let's talk about that. Now, how do you start a sports academy? Isn't that really hard?
Yes, it can be challenging. You just got to identify what's your purpose of starting a sports academy. Once you identify the purpose of why you want to start a sports academy, it can be basketball, football, soccer, golf. You have to understand the purpose behind it. And I think once you identify that why and being able to find the contribution of that why, put it in perspective, okay, this is why I want to start a sports academy, because I want to give kids the opportunity to be able to exceed, to learn the skill set that they need to make it on a collegiate level or the professional level. So you create a blueprint to where it's appropriate for the age group, and then you give them the instruction in terms of how to achieve high level performance. And once you understand their demographics and their needs as a student athlete, you apply those concepts to each individual differently. And then you can look into putting it to a sports academy. Okay, they're trained 3 to 4 times a day, but in between training 3 or 4 times a day, they also will have time for academic studies and focusing on academic first, then you focus on the athletic component. But the goal is to understand the market that you want to reach in terms of starting a sports academy.
So what kind of structure do you need to get that started? And I'm assuming you want to do basketball. So how do you, what kind of facility do you need?
Well, you would definitely need like a indoor facility, a gymnasium, and then access to a weight room as well. In terms of having the indoor facility, it gives you that platform to be able to utilize to go on the court and do basketball drills, individual drills, as well as team drills. And then once it comes to the weight room setting, you got to be able to have the proper weight sets, you know, to be able to implement certain weight programs based on, you know, upper body and lower body. And then having certain types of electrical equipment like treadmills, ellipticals, squat machines to be able to help the players understand, like, you have to put in the work inside the weight room as well as on the basketball court. So you just want to have access to those necessities to help build that student athlete physically and mentally. So access to those facilities would definitely be a great cause.
So what about academically? Do you need a big building? Because don't you start with that?
Yeah, you got to have a facility. And obviously, you know, with today's society, online schooling is another resource to be able to utilize, where the students can focus on academics for certain blocks, 2 or 3 hours blocks, and then you can have like a small, like a a conference room or a classroom to where they have that devoted time to focus on their academics. So you can have a big building, or you can have, a good sized building, actually a small classroom or a conference room to help those players understand, like, separate from the basketball courts to the weight rooms, but knowing that, when it's classroom time, you got to focus on your classroom time, and when it's time to take a break to go do the physical activities, to be able to have that separation. So yeah, having access to a classroom or a small size building would also be beneficial to the student athlete.
So, what kind of academics would that be? Would you need professors, teachers at the academy? Because you talked about having online classes as well.
Yeah, you like with nowadays, I discovered that there are online platforms that have live instructions where they have the firsthand students interaction with teachers. So based on the classes that you enroll in, there would be live teachers conducting those classes. So you basically would have teachers that does online schooling, but they are live and interacting with the students. And then you also can have students, I mean, you also can have teachers that come into the facility to also give instruction to the students. So, but with this trend going on now, it's a lot of online platforms that have live teachers that's interacting with the student at the same time.
So I'm assuming these are high school age kids, started with what? Is it eighth grade? Is it ninth grade?
Yes, you can go from 8th grade up to 12th grade. Yes, they have those platforms where you can do online schooling, but they have to be accredited online schooling. So they have to be recognized throughout the state or whatever state or nationwide that you may reside in. But those platforms are definitely there, and you have live interaction with the teachers.
Now, do those students have to maintain a certain GPA?
Yes. It followed the same standards if you were doing in school. So the same standards apply to online school as well. So you have to have your GPA. Technically, the GPA should be 2.5, but that also depend on the requirements of that academy or that school per se, or the private schools. So, but the standard is 2.5 GPA.
So, ideally, how would you want to start with, I don't know, 10 kids? And then how many students would you ultimately want to have at the end, like your max?
So you can start out with 10 to 20, depending on the individual, and then you can end up with like 100 students, 200 students. There's some academies out there started out small, then they grew. I know some academies may have 200 students, some may have 150 students. So it just depends on the director that want to implement that program or how many student athletes that they want. But ideally, you can go from 50 to 100 or 200. And then there's some academies out there that I know have over 2,000 students. But as you know, the campus is, can it's pretty much big, like a small college, but it's actually onboarding school. But it's student, it's elementary, middle school, and high school students. Yeah.
So, is this primarily for sports? Is it to get an advantage for whatever your sport is?
Yes. The focus would be able to give them more time to develop their skill sets in terms of focusing on that particular sport, say football, basketball. So you would have coaches that have that background experience in those particular sports, and then you create a blueprint or a schedule where they have more time to develop their skill sets. It can be 3 times per day, 4 times per day, but it depends on the director and how they want to build their program and the training. So ideally, any sports academy that you may come across or visit, if they have football, basketball, tennis, the goal is to give those students the opportunity to develop their skill sets with maybe 3 or 4 times of training per day, or 3 or 4 training per week. So it just depends on the program.
Now, does every state have this? I mean, is this the wave of the future?
Yes, in my research, there are plenty of states that have these type of program, and they start out very young. Some programs I discovered go from elementary school all the way up to high school.
Wow.
And some just start at middle school and go up to high school. So some sports academy have academics attached to it, and some sports academy just only focus on those sports like after school program. But to get the majority of the student athletes that want to develop the skill sets, some academies offer academics so they can be on campus or they can be at the learning center to where they're getting the full divided attention to build those skill sets on top of the academics skill set as well.
Now, is this international as well? Do people come over from different countries?
Yes, you have a lot of students that travel from overseas to come to America to get that skill set training, academics as well, and they focus on whatever sport that may be. And I know a lot of coaches and directors that have these type of programs. So they're able to recruit students to come from, you say Europe, Canada, South America. So it's just basically all over the world. And those countries that they come from, they do have those programs as well. But a majority of them that get recruited to come to the US, they focus on they want to build their skill sets, whatever sport that they choose to play.
Some names of some big academies that maybe I could possibly know. I won't know any of them. Just tell me, give me some names.
It's called IMG Academy.
Yeah, we've
That's
heard of IMG.
okay. You have another academy up in it's called Spire Academy. I want to say it's around Indiana, up in Indiana. I know it's like the northern part of the US. It's called Spire Academy. And then you have what's the other academy? I'm trying to think.
You got the academies in California?
That's a good question. I'm assuming they do, but I know they have some prestigious prep schools that kind of follow that same blueprint, where they focus on academics. Sierra Canyon, out in California. That's where LeBron James' two sons was playing. It's an academic school. It's a private school, but it also focuses on whatever sport they may be involved in. Sierra Canyon. I can't remember exactly who Scottie Pippen's son was there at one point of time. But I'm sure it's a lot of academies out there that I haven't discovered, but I just know like the big names academy, that's IMG Academy, and then you have St. Thomas Aquarius here in Fort Lauderdale. They're a private school, but they focus on particular sports like football, basketball. And then you have like the international academies that in between coming from international to the US, they have those type of academies as well. Then you have a lot of prep schools that focus on particular sports. Like they go to prep schools to have an extra year to build a skill set. And then you have some of the prep schools that start from middle school all the way up to high school, and they focus on whatever particular sport that may be. But academics is one of the most important things, but they do have the opportunity to build their skill sets. So a lot of prep schools help student athletes get in that space or get opportunity to become recruited.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, Bobby, I want to thank you so much for being on. That is great information. It's just really interesting to see different waves of schooling, how people get to school, how they're going to, because sports has changed
Yes, sir.
to where they start earlier and more intensely. I think that people are trained better, especially to get to be able to get stronger. They're smarter. They eat better. So I'm not sure I agree with you've got to commit to a sport that early,
Right.
but the training is for sure better. So thank you very much for being on the show. And I'm sure we're going to have you back on again.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I appreciate it, Coach.